Like, so professional. Here we go. Welcome to the Lab Support Podcast with your hosts, Michelle Van Dusen and June Colson, a couple of clean comedians who support each other and others through comedy's wacky and winding roads. I hope you're ready. Get set. Let's go. Since podcasts have a catchy tune, we wrote this song for Michelle and June. Clean comedians are best friends too. Oh, so good. And you never know what they'll say or do. Here we go, sing with me on Lab Support. With Michelle, who's really short, we'll have a ball. With June, who's really tall, they have fun interviewing comedians on Lab Support. With Michelle, who's really short, now it's time to start Lab Support.
The Lab Support Podcast is brought to you by the Hot Breath Comedy Network.
Welcome to the award-winning Laugh Support Podcast. I'm your host, June Colson, here with Michelle with one hell, Rhonda Colson, Corey's friend, Trisha's sister, Michelle Van Dusen. Michelle, I told you I had this. The podcast is just going to highlight the height difference between me and Michelle Van Dusen. I don't know why you didn't trust me. I told you I'd be ready.
Well, here's the thing, June.
Yes.
The hydraulics
talking,
in
Michelle,
my chair.
Fine. We're going to be
the
fine.
The hydraulics in my chair quit. So I can't even raise my chair up to be normal height. So I had to make some adjustments. So the camera's already looking down at me. And now the fact that you're taller.
How's this? Is that better?
That's much better. That's much better. Are you leaning forward? Is that what's happening here?
I'm having to lean forward to be even close to. Listen, Michelle, you don't love me because of my technical skills. Yes?
No.
Okay, for those listening, I should probably explain that I have been fiddling with my camera and my iPad. I've had internet issues today. I've just had issues. I've had a lot of issues, but hey, but good news. Michelle, I believe I've made it. I think I've made it. I just saw that my latest follower on Instagram.
Yeah.
This is crazy. A golden retriever. Golden boy is following me. It's a dog. There's a dog. My own family won't follow me on social media, but somebody's golden retriever thinks I'm pretty awesome.
Nice. That's I picked up a couple more bots recently that want to be my friend.
Yeah.
So, you know,
we're doing it. We're living the dream. That's exactly what's happening. How are you today, Michelle?
Oh, well, besides, I'm cold. I'm very, very cold. It is cold here. But it's probably cold in a lot of places except Australia because it's summer there. So
true.
Yeah, I'm very cold. And so I had next to me my big ceramic makeshift made out of a candle heater, you know, where you just stick it on the thing. But I had to move it over because we were filming today.
When you just held up a tea light candle and a cracked ceramic pot, and you acted like I should have any clue what that actually means. I don't know what that, your homemade heater, like what in the Pinterest nightmare, burn your house down contraption do you have in front of me right now, Michelle? Listen, our listeners, do not attempt this at home. What have you done, Michelle?
It's broken. I don't use this one. This one's small. I probably should, though. The ceramic, you know, radiates the heat. It holds it and kind of radiates it. So if it's close enough to you, then you get some warmth. And it's just fueled by little tea light candles.
Mm.
And it only lasts as long until the candle's out. So you can see this one's out. But you have this on, you know, some safe thing. So I use one of my coasters and put it on, you know, and then you set it on top.
So it's just the duration of a tea light candle. So you're like saving you from hypothermia 12.3 minutes at a time. And
that is correct.
12.3 minutes with those.
That is correct. Unless you use a larger candle. But you don't, you use two of the pots. You put the first one on, then you put another one over that and you cover the top one. So then the heat goes from there into the other one. And then it, anyway, it just radiates. And then sometimes I just hold the pot after it's been hot and warm my hands. But don't try that at home unless you or have fire extinguishers close by.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of fire extinguishers, I tried to catch my house on fire again with a heater. So I should be using your ceramic pots. Yes. So I decided to organize my garage during a winter storm in January. It's a great time to do that. So I pulled the car out and I had this electric heater and I had it plugged in to keep the garage warm while I was organizing everything. But I learned from a former fire chief that apparently you should pay attention to the size of the cord
you
have on your electric item. And you should never plug it into an extension cord that is not as big or bigger. And so basically for like 2.5 hours, I was running this powerful heater on a not so powerful extension cord and it melted the cord to the heater. I destroyed my, so yeah, I apologize for making fun of you. I should be using the cracked ceramic pots with open flame. That might be a better
No, I don't think an open flame with you. I don't think hairspray with you. I don't think electrical cords. I think none of that. I think you should just move to a warmer climate and then you'll be fine.
Yes. Okay. So listen, yesterday, speaking of a warmer climate, yesterday I did a television interview, WBKO here in Bowling Green, to talk about a an upcoming show, which will already have happened by the time this airs. But Michelle, it was so cold. Like, no kidding. It was so cold
was it?
That Santa Claus came down from the North Pole and let us in the TV studio.
Oh, come on.
I'm not even kidding. Like, Lee Hardin is who I'm doing the show with. He calls me and he's like, I don't know if it's the wrong day, like nobody's answering the door and all of that. I pull up in the parking lot and Santa is walking through the parking lot. And he walks over to my car and he goes, you got an interview today? And I was like, yes, Santa. And he goes, come on, I'll let you in. And I go, oh, you can get me in the building? He goes, I'm Santa. I can get in any building. And he legit opened the door and Santa Claus walked me and Lee into WBKO yesterday. That's crazy, isn't it?
And then he did this and you turned around and he was gone.
He was gone. He was gone. No, I actually wrote a dumb joke for him because he was talking about going on dating sites whenever like he had met his wife that he's with now. Like he was 50 years old and he was dating again. And he said he went on Christian Mingle.
Uh-huh.
Michelle, you're going to love my dumb joke. Okay. I was like, what dating site does Santa go on? Christmas Mingle. I have a word for the dumb joke today.
Oh, no.
How's it feel, Susan?
I mean, great joke. However, where's Mrs. Claus? What happened? Did she die? Like, why on earth is Santa on a dating site? Now you've got me like,
That can be a whole set that we write later. But we have important things going on today. We have very important things going on.
Yeah, we do. We have some very important things going on. And I really want to get, into our show. So,
Michelle, first, let's start with your news. You have very big news, and this will lead to our guest.
Okay, February 2nd, I will be filming my first dry bar comedy special.
What? Wow! Yay!
Yep.
Yay! Michelle Van Dusen, headed to Provo.
That's great. And here's the best part. That weekend, the next night on Saturday, on February 3rd, guess who's filming their dry bar special also?
Tell me, Michelle, who's filming on the 3rd?
Our comedian buddy, Leslie Robb.
What? Leslie Robb! Y'all, on the same weekend. That's insane. Okay, so we know that there are no coincidences in life. When you love the Lord, you know that he orchestrates everything in perfect timing and in a perfect way. And literally, on Friday night, Michelle, you are recording. And on Saturday night, Leslie is recording. In the month of February.
Yes. Wait, but that's not all. There's more. A couple weeks later, on the 23rd, guess who else is filming their dry bar special?
What? I don't know.
Juba.
That's right. So February 23rd, I'm going to be recording as well. So we are so excited. Michelle and I, the Laugh Support Podcast, is going to be represented on the Dry Bar Comedy platform. Both of us are recording in February. We have some amazing friends who have recorded and have their episodes, their specials out. And one of those guests or one of those friends are with us as a guest today. So Michelle, tell us who's on the show.
Okay, so our guest today is an accomplished author, hilarious comedian. You may have seen her on TBN's Huckabee Show, Dry Bar Comedy, America's Funniest Videos, or in person, like in a live show, like at the Unknown Tour, the Funny Together Tour, or at an Aspire event, or a Blush event. Let's welcome a returning guest to the Laugh Support Podcast, Dory McLemore!
So excited to be here. Oh my gosh, you guys, this is so much fun. Thanks for having me.
Dory, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. So did you like my Santa joke? Could you hear
it? Oh my gosh, I did. And I thought of one. I said, chrisjingle.com might be, if we're looking for names for a Santa-based dating app, it could be Jingle, you know?
Wow.
Just saying, we could work on it. We could shop it, you know, and just.
I kid you not. Lee said to Santa, because we were talking about how Santa has specific gigs and stuff that he goes to, and Lee says, "Who books that?" That's such a comedy. And then, like, he was making a joke, but Santa was like, "Mrs. Claus, of course." So
it's hilarious. Did you get a picture with him? Please tell me you did.
I did get a picture with him. I absolutely got a picture with him.
Because I need to see. I mean, not that I don't believe you. I believe you, June. Stuff like that happens to you all the time. Yeah, so I believe that is the case. I just, I would love to see Santa and his, Was he in the suit or just like, did he just look the face?
Well, no, he had a red jacket on. He was drinking coffee out of a red mug. And he's in his down season, I guess. He's just chilling.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, January, like he's off. That's true. Yeah. What was I thinking? He was in a suit. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Red hoodie, maybe. I don't know.
He does have a red Jeep. He was driving a red Jeep. So that's super cool. Wow. But yeah, okay, enough about Santa Claus.
Sorry.
You want to talk about someone more famous?
Oh, yeah.
Dory McLemore.
Oh my God.
Dory McLemore.
Guys are so cute. Oh my God. I'm so excited for you guys, by the way. I just have to say that is such incredible news. I cannot wait to be your Laugh Support while you walk through the Dry Bar process. And it's so exciting and so fun. And I can't wait to see you guys do it. So
yeah, so the Laugh Support Podcast right now, you really do get to kind of share some information with us as Michelle and I prepare for what it's going to be like to go to Provo and film our own comedy special. So Michelle, you're how many weeks out are you, Michelle?
Less than two.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. So less than 2 weeks out. Dory, if you could think back as you were preparing for Dry Bar, less than 2 weeks out. How are you feeling? What were you doing to prepare? Just share with us what that journey was like.
Okay. Well, I do. I don't want to be discouraging in any way. Because I get very nervous about big things like that. But God opened a lot of doors for me to be able to get on stage a lot between the time that I knew I was going to film one and the time I got on there, because I was in a place where I just didn't have the exact thing that I wanted to do yet. And so I wanted to make sure that I had the ability to like practice this set exactly the way I was going to do it. And so I was so happy that I had a few opportunities to do that. They didn't all go as well as I hoped. So I was kind of like, whoa, like I had 3 events beforehand that I could do it at. And and picking outfits was like really interesting. But I want to say encouraging things. You'll do amazing, and you'll pick an outfit that is awesome. And don't look at mine. No, I'm just kidding. I won't be hard on mine. I thrifted my jacket that I wore, and I regret that a little bit. I think I should have spent some money on my clothes. I don't know why I was like, you know, I think $3 is a great outfit for.
Okay, the outfit that we're talking about is this one right here.
Yes.
Right? Yes. I love your jacket. I just want to put that out there. I absolutely love the jacket. I think it looks amazing on you. So
thank you.
There.
So so Michelle just showed a picture of what Dory was wearing, and pop it back up real quick. Yeah. Okay. So the picture, I think your picture is great. It's just a fun just a fun expression on your face. You can see these really cool earrings. Dory has, like, it looks like maybe pink. Are those?
Yeah,
like
they're pink. They're hot pink. It was like my one, like, color pop. Everything else is like black and tan because that's all I seem to wear ever. So.
Well, she, okay, so Dory has a tan jacket on and then a black shirt underneath with a little bit of fringe, right?
Well, yeah, so the jacket actually has some gold speckles in it that you cannot see in that picture and probably could not see on stage. I think I thought it was like real, like it was going to look more, I don't know. So it just looks like I'm wearing a coat. I just wore my winter coat to my Dry Bar special, but it's fine. You know, yes, there's some fringe and it's a funny story, that shirt. I don't know why I wore it because it's so old, but it I love it. It's I wore it at my sister's wedding. It actually went with her, this skirt that was like she had like a tank top, a fancy tank top with a fringe and then a skirt that went to the floor. And my sister got married over 20 years ago. So that shirt is 20 years old at least. So yeah. So I don't know why I was like, you know, no, don't get anything new. Like I was like, let's do something borrowed and old, and I should have worn something blue. I mean, I don't know what I was doing, but
you're not getting married. You're doing a special. It's okay. You don't need the blue.
I was using wedding rules for the attire. So. No, it's fine. I think in my head too, I had planned on losing like all this weight and stuff, and that didn't happen. And so I thought maybe if it just doesn't come out for a while, I could be like, oh my gosh, it was like 2 years ago. Like, don't even like, it's, I mean, it's fine. I mean, I'm so much thinner now, but it's fine. It's fine. It was a goal that I had that did not make it to that, but it's fine. I actually, I'm making this sound terrible. It's really an incredible experience. Like I am so grateful to have been able to do it. I think the staff was amazing. Mm-hmm. The people involved in it were really just kind and very supportive and didn't, you know, I mean, it's not it's Provo. It's not Hollywood, you know, and I think if I was doing something in Hollywood, maybe it would be a lot more like, I don't know, maybe business, like, but they were very family-like company and they're just really phenomenal. At dealing with like us comedians and getting everything set up, very professional, but also very encouraging. So yeah, I had a lot of events I could, so I put together my set. And how long are you guys doing your sets? About, is it like the 20 minute kind of 20, 25, mm-hmm. something yeah. like that?
Yeah. Which is so, nice.
Yes. I really like that time frame. I think it was, you know, I think if you had to do an hour special, like put everything out there, it would be a lot more. I don't know, like it's harder to put it all together, but I think a 20, 25 minute is just a really sweet spot of comedy for, yeah. So I enjoyed that part of it, but, yeah, are you guys excited? Are you feeling the nerves or are you feeling just excitement at this point?
All nerves. In fact, because you're talking about, help you. well, because you're talking about, you know, like getting your outfit. And then June just pointed out like, oh, look at the earrings. I'm like, oh, I got to do earrings too. Like now I'm like, there's even more. But then you just mentioned, oh, you know, I was heavier then. I'm like, oh. The last two nights I have been Googling how to lose 100 pounds in 2 weeks. I don't think it's possible. So this is what I got.
That is hilarious. Well, that's what I'm saying. When I ended up, you know, I thought a friend of ours didn't come out for like 2 years. So I thought I'm safe right. because now I just made the before video. I was like, when it comes out, the people are like, whoa, like they'd be like this, you know, you look so much better now, but it just didn't really, I didn't really do anything since then. So to really help that. So I don't think it worked out that way, but it's okay. It's okay. But yeah, so leading up to it, my husband went with me and it was funny because my daughter a few days before had one of the worst stomach like bugs that I've like, you know, like when they're little, they get everything. She's 16 mm-hmm. now, like, and she was 15 last year. And I was like, she doesn't normally get like, you know, the bad kind of sick. And she got the bat kind of sick. And I was like, no, I'm just going to, she stayed home from school and I nursed her to health. And then I got on a plane and, went to Provo. And, that night I was like, I got it. I got whatever she had. And I was just, yeah, there was a lot of just things happening. A lot of sickness. And my husband didn't get it. He never gets it. I don't know why, which is great. I mean, it's good because I needed him to take care of me. But he went and got like soup for me. But then he went into Salt Lake City and he wanted to go sightseeing without me. I was just out cold in my hotel room, like literally just out for the count. And he was like, do you mind if I go see like a couple things? And I'm like, I guess not. I mean, don't be in here with me. I guess I wasn't good company. And so he left for a few hours and I was just sleeping anyway. So it was fine. But when he came back, he was like, you don't look good. You look like, I couldn't stand up. And, he was like, I'm going to call them and tell them you can't do it. And I was like, I can't, like, I have to do it, Brian. I can't, I'll be out of contract. I guess, I don't know what that looked like. I didn't think they're going to sue me or anything, but you don't get another chance like that. If you cancel, like show business and the stage, it's like, I've had so many different illnesses and things happen that you just have to just go, you can't. Mm-hmm. So I had to go and I just remember being like, so out of it. Like I didn't, when they were doing my makeup, I was just like sitting there, like, hope to God, like they make me look better than this because so pale. And, she used a lot of makeup. I just wasn't used to it because it's, stage TV stuff that I wasn't. So don't watch the special on a HD large television like I did with my parents-in-law. Watch on a phone, things like that. Because
I look tinier, thinner. My makeup looks better.
Yeah.
You watch me on the phone.
Vertically, can you just watch vertically? So I'll be thinner looking. No. So it was I wish the day of was a little more fun for me, but I was very ill. But God showed up because honestly, a lot of people that have seen it were like, Dora, I would never guess that you were sick. Yeah. God was like, oh, it's going to be in my strength, Dory. Actually, I'm not able to say that it was like really my doing because it was really, the Lord kind of intervened for me. So he was my last support really. Because,
yes.
I couldn't have done it without, I would not go into any gory details because it's pretty bad, but, it was.
Well, you did look phenomenal. I think you look great. I know like the makeup that they put on you and things like that. I'll be backstage at the Huckabee show. And especially men, if they're anybody who is going on that stage sits in that makeup chair. Yep. And they're so I'm back there a lot when like the male guests who may have never been on television before are getting makeup put on their face and the women kind of look at themselves and are like, is this, but it's so different
what
they put on you before you go on stage that it can be, we don't feel natural with it, but it's meant to enhance our look and make us feel, better about ourselves when we're on there. But I think it's so foreign to so many people. It's hard to process, but like Michelle, you said, I'm thinking about, I have to wear earrings. And what I love what you said about your outfit though, even though you were like, I've had this shirt for however long, but you also said, I love it. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's what I feel good in. Right. And so I think if you feel good going out and buying a brand new outfit, go buy the new outfit. But if you have something at home that you feel good and you're comfortable,
right?
I think we in comedy, right? Our whole goal is be yourself. Our whole goal is so the audience connects with us who we are. And so I love that you had a thrift store jacket. I love that you had a shirt on that you actually already had a good memory in.
True.
Right. That's and true. you were just comfortable. It was such a good special. And Michelle, you've watched it. There was no sign of her on stage that no one would know. We knew because we were praying for it. But did you notice?
Well, except you know, they did the standing ovation, then she threw up on him. Like, that was amazing.
Right, right.
Like, that was
I wouldn't be surprised if that,
No, that was fantastic. Like, if I didn't already know the backstory of you being sick because we were praying for you, I would not have known at all. Not one bit, because you're special, and the way you execute your comedy is with such high excellence. There's no way. I can only imagine what your next special is going to be when you're not sick. Like, it's gonna be like a stadium worthy. You know what I mean? Like, you should be doing bigger and bigger stages because you are that good at what you do. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. Now, amazing. I do want to run the ticker on, if you guys want to watch Dory's special, drybarcomedy.com and the / Dory M, DoriEm. And then did they give you like a special code?
Yes. So to get like a 7-day free trial, I think it's a Dory McLemore, all in caps, I think, the way that I spell it.
And what is your special called?
It's called Carbitarian. I love bread. I feel as though bread is getting a bad rap lately. I think it's getting shamed on. Bread shaming is going on. Every diet that you find, you can't eat bread, or at least not all the bread you want. And so I'm still looking for a diet like that, because I am a carbitarian, and I'm definitely trying not to get offended about all the people that have just, you know, bread has been the bad guy in a lot of this. So,
so did you get to pick the name of your special, or did you have different options that you got to choose from?
That's a good question, June. They asked if we had like ideas of what we wanted to call it. And so that was one of like three ideas I threw out there, and they went with whatever one that they liked. So I never had seen the actual picture that they use until they came out. So they just, you do a photo shoot. So that was the funny thing, is you have to film two shows in front of two different audiences. And they also have you film your like kind of a tip video of like, I guess that people can tip you on the app. And so you film like a little like call to action on a tip. And so you have to come up with a little something like that, you guys, something like kind of fun if you want, or you can do it straight, whatever. You don't have to be funny with it. And then you film, two different audiences. And let me tell you, the audiences at Dry Bar, I don't know where they get these people, but they're incredible. They're really fun. They kind of know the drill that they're filming for a special, so they better, you know, like laugh, I guess. I don't know if they paid, you know, they gave them drugs. I don't know what they did, but they were an amazing audience. And they do have an opener that's not on the special, but he's in the, you know, he opens, he warms up the audience. So they're not going out into a, you know, completely dry audience. I think I was the middle one, which was really nice for me, because I think they kind of did that because they had two other male comedians and then me, you know, a female comedian. So I think it was nice that I got the middle, because I think they're really already really nice and warmed up, and also not exhausted from laughing through two specials already. So it was really great. And then the second audience, they did another amazing audience. And then they got, once I got they film it, they film everything. And then you get it later, and they kind of show you, they actually ask you, I think that night or maybe that week after that, do you have a preference on like which show you liked better? My husband was kind of recording on my phone in the back of the room, up in there's like a balcony that no one's allowed up there except for like the staff and stuff. And so my husband was up there, and he was recording it. And so that way we could kind of watch back to see like which one was actually, you know, the better performance or better audience reaction. And that way we could kind of give a recommendation. But you can't do anything with that recording, like, and, you know, put it out there or anything, because it's, you know, they're trying to make it for their app and stuff. So, but it was really good to see that and to be able to kind of give some direction. They can do what they want, though. They don't have to take your, you know, what you say, but they did. They really did listen to mine. And so I thought the first audience was actually a little more responsive in different ways. So I kind of leaned that direction. I was like, you know, the first audience was, second audience was incredible too, though. Honestly, it was just, yeah, I don't know why I picked the first one, but I'm just like, actually, I don't know, but you will love that. I think it'll be so, it was so much fun, honestly, besides the sickness, if I could get over the feeling of yeah, nausea. I, in those moments, I was like, this is happening. I can't believe this is happening. It's a really neat theater. I love the little back balcony around it. They've got they've got like a, you know, the green room is actually in the balcony area, and they have, and you guys have both actually been there, I think, before. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and they order you dinner, and it's fun. Except I didn't eat. I let my husband order dinner. I was like, I'll just look at your dinner. But it was really, they're just really generous people too, and it was really amazing. So
your special has now come out.
Yes.
Is there, as far as for Michelle and I, is there things that you've done to prep for the release of it? Are there things that you already had in place that when it came out, you're fully prepared? And are there some things that you're like, oh man, I wish I would have done this so it was ready when the special came out?
Good. Awesome question. So I thought it was gonna be a long time. Because we had friends, several friends that came out, it came out like years after. And yes. So I was not expecting to see it out. There were people that had filmed previously, like prior to mine, that didn't come out yet. So I was not prepared at all. Mine released January 4th, and it was like right after Christmas, and I was actually still traveling for the holidays when I found out that it was going to come out. I was flying home the day that it came out from California. And so, I was being weird about it. I think I was so nervous about the feedback. If it, you know, I thought, wow, this is like, it's going out into the world now. I was going to see it, not the whole world, but you know, like a lot of, you know, Drag Bar Comedy has like over 2 million subscribers. And so I knew once it came out that there, some people will see it. And it's different. I feel like comedy is different when you're in a room with a bunch of women. I do a lot of women's, you know, events. It's really where my heart is. I do a lot of other things, but when I get to be at a women's event, it's just like, I light up inside and I just know it's where I'm called. And we have a lot of fun in that room. And I feel very confident to bring joy in that area. But when it goes out into the like world and people are watching it on their computer and you're not there in the room, and I just didn't know how it was going to be received. And I just, you know, I really had to lean into, you know, feeling like the Lord validates the call in my life and not people. And I had to remember that it wasn't about, you know, what everyone's comments are. And I told myself, I'm not going to read all the comments. I'm going to let my family read the comments and show me the ones they want to show me. because I don't have very thick skin. You would think I would as a comedian. But anyway, it was very like, kind of, I was scared about it going out onto, you know, social media like that and not have any control either, because on your own socials, you control what clips go out. You control, you know, if you wanted to delete it because it didn't get good. I don't know. You can
right.
But this is like Dry Bar is putting it out there. You're trusting them with that. And so my it came out and I wasn't gonna even say, I told my family obviously it was coming out, but I wasn't gonna go crazy on social media and tell anyone anything. I just thought, well, they'll see it when they see it. Yeah. And my sister was like, no, you're not. You're gonna do a countdown of like when it comes out. And she made me like the social media, you know, templates.
Like the memes or.
Yes, she produced like pictures that I could post with it and for my stories and stuff like that. So I did a five day countdown to the release of it. And I'm so glad I did that, you guys. You should do something like that because it really did build up, you know, excitement about it. And it kind of gave it, you know, and I forget that it's a big accomplishment and I should have, you know, been okay with that going out there and letting people know about it. And I think that, you know, friends came out of like the woodwork to just were so supportive, and I didn't anticipate that. I don't know why. I just did not think anyone, I thought everyone's got a lot going on. They don't care what's this about this, or, you know, it was just my little thing I'm doing. And people were just so supportive and so amazing. Doors had opened up, things that I just didn't think, you know, would ever like be on my radar, but just like a, you know, like a national TV show reach out to me. And I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I mean, just things like that, that even, you know, time events I've been trying to do with different people have, they've reached out and said, "Why haven't we done a show with you yet?" You know, here. And I just, so that's been like an unexpected blessing. I just did not anticipate. And the feedback has been generally good. I guess, well, at least the comments my family has showed me. Yeah, some negative. I'm sure, you know, there are some that they didn't probably send me. But I just was expecting a lot more, like, I don't know, because I feel like I'm just a mom, middle-aged mom, yeah, doing comedy. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I'm not sarcastic or edgy. So I know that there's not going to be, you know, I'm not going to have, everyone's not my people, but I was excited to find some of my people who maybe are a little domestically impaired. Maybe they have a bit of ADHD, maybe they're middle-aged and have adulting kids. And so I just think it's fun to find some of your people and connect with them through this. Mm. That's been really great.
So Michelle, at the top of the show, you said, when Dory said, you know, what are you thinking about it? And you're like, I'm nerves. I'm all nerves. Mm-hmm. What, Michelle, what is it, maybe one of the things that you are anxious about, or that's making you feel nervous, or maybe a worry or concern that maybe Dory could address since she's been there, done that?
Yeah.
Besides wanting to lose 200 pounds in 18 seconds, because I feel that too. I'm like, how fast can I get into a size 3 blue jean? I've never wore a size 3. So what are you thinking, Michelle? What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, first, if you want to get into a size 3 jean, you just have to take your marker and cross off the 0 on it, and it's fine. It's a size 3.
There you go.
Mine has some X's on it. Golly, you know what? That's a great question. There's just so much. Like, I want to make sure that I'm going to do the right set. And I know you said that you got on stage, you had, you know, you were looking at stage time. And so I am thankful that 2 stages did open up to me. So yeah. So for the next 2 Fridays, I'll be out in Broken Arrow.
Oh my gosh,
doing
awesome.
Some stuff, which is nice, which I'm like, mm-hmm. and breathe. And then I mm-hmm. have a show come up with Lee Harding, which is also like, whoo. Okay. So I got 3 under my belt, but before that, before you actually were on stage and stuff, how did you, were you able to at all pick and choose which jokes you were going to do? Or was it only when you were on stage that you were able to pick?
Oh, I cannot do it like impromptu. I know there are gifted comedians that can just do that and feel out the crowd and choose one thing over another. I am the worst at that. I did for sure have it. And I try not to over rehearse. Like, that's the one thing. You don't want to be like so rehearsed that you're like mechanical about it. Like, I do right. want to be in the room, but sometimes when I'm not rehearsed enough, I will be more thinking about what's coming next than being in the room. So I want it to be that nice sweet spot of like, okay, I've done this story. You know this, mm-hmm. You're not trying to think of what the next thing is, but you're not like a robot up here just reciting. You're in it. You're telling these stories. Remember that you're just telling stories to these people because they love it. They love stories. They come, they took their night to come out and because they want to laugh, they want you to win. Like, no one wants to go and watch an awkward train wreck. Like, they want you to win and do well, and they want to have fun and laugh. So they're on your side already. I had to remember that. And I did put together basically my greatest hits in my head, like whatever yeah. has always gotten consistent, like, responses, kind of stuff that went together, you know, obviously, if I jump around too much, sometimes that could be a little intimate, like a little, jarring to be like all over the place. So if like I had some things that kind of worked well together, I did try to tighten up some stuff. I remember thinking, I used to do that material a little more elongated. And I did like say, okay, if I want to fit more stuff into this, and I didn't want to pack it to the point where you're like rushing to get through it. But you want it to be where it is tight. So there were some things that I did cut out of like stuff that I've done a certain way for a long time, but I thought, you know, actually I should have been kind of trimming that down all along. So I kind of looked at that and then just really did my greatest, you know, the ones that are really normally consistently, a big reaction or a good reaction. Obviously I don't want any bad reactions. I wasn't trying to, you know, pull, but yeah, it's stuff that I love that I like to tell still, like there's some stuff that I feel like I've been doing a long time, but it's almost tired. So I'm trying to retire that stuff. And so I was trying to use stuff that is, I've it's tried and true. And, you know, that I'm excited about still.
I feel like I hear you saying to almost commit to it. Like once you decide what it is.
Yes.
You know, and that's what I'm trying to do in my head is like, okay, once I decide what my greatest hits are.
Yes.
To continually kind of pump myself up. I'm going to trust God with the material, pump myself up and go, this is it. These are my greatest hits. This is what I have. This is what I'm giving to them.
Yeah.
Because I think they feel when you're nervous, when you don't trust yourself or the material, almost like when I first got into comedy, I remember somebody saying, no one is going to believe in what God called you to do until you believe in it. Why would they believe if you don't? Right. And it's, feel like the audience maybe will feel that way too. You know, why would they believe in this character I'm telling them about? Why would they believe in who I am and my story?
Yeah.
If I don't believe in who I am or my stories.
Yes.
So,
and really,
and I think Michelle has such a power to walk on stage and people just love her. They just love her.
Thank you.
Before a word is said, people are just, there's like, I think every comedian wants that connection, that power of connection.
And that's what I think too, like knowing that going into it with confidence, like you said, June, about also just your, like, my husband had to remind me of this, that, you know, that God validates my call. It's not not even Dry Bar is going to validate the call in your life or take away something that you're supposed to be doing. Like I'm already doing what I love to do. I'm already doing what God's called me to do. And Dry Bar will only enhance that. It can't take away from like what God has called me to do. Like, so I said, and I've been really trying to say, God, I'm not going to walk through the doors you open for me. I'll be obedient to walk through them. But I really just want doors that are going to open more doors to things that you've called me to do. Like, don't let me walk through something that's like, you know, looks like, oh, the dream. And yet it's not where you've led me. And it's not, if it's not going to open doors to minister, then I'm okay not doing it or not trusting in it or acting like it's going to do something bigger than I'm ready for. It's not, it's, you know, or that I'm not going to be disappointed if it doesn't open big doors because it's just the doors I'm supposed to be walking through. And just know that going into it, you're already doing what God's called you to do. And he's only opening this door because it's going to do some great stuff for you. So I'm so excited.
So, you guys. Michelle, are you sticking around for Leslie's recording? So you're going to be there. Yours is the day before, correct? So are you sticking around for Leslie's?
Yes, we are. So I'm really excited because my husband's going to travel with me. He's going to be driving me. We're going to take the southern route to get there, which adds a couple extra hours drive-wise. But it is winter and I'm not really sure how the weather's going to be. And I didn't really want to be going over the mountains to get there. So I'm like, let's take the southern route. Yes. So we get to stay for Leslie's recordings.
Yay!
I am super excited about that because June, you remember when Rhonda Corey taped her Dry Bar. It's a Rhonda Corey moment. June, you were there and then my husband and I showed up to see her and to watch her shoot her special. And it was such a great weekend. And it was so nice to be able to be in that room and to be part of the audience and to support. And so I am looking forward to doing the same thing for Leslie because it just, I don't know. I think it just kind of shores you up a little bit knowing that your friends are there. So
oh my gosh, a big difference for sure.
It gives me such a sense of peace too, because I was like, I so want to, I want to be there, right? But it's just a few weeks before I'm recording, and I already have travel plans and shows and all of those things going on. And then, you know, as far as Leslie goes, I was like, oh, I really want to go. And, you know, really just kind of wrestling with God about it. And then Michelle calls me and is like, I'm recording and the weekend. And so I'm like, my friends have each other.
Yes.
And having that like moment where I'm like, okay, it doesn't have to be me every time. Like God can, you know, and I certainly don't need Michelle trying to drive back over the mountain to get back to me because I came to her. that's way too much, but he's already orchestrated it where you get to, you know, to be there with a friend, which is,
yes,
which is huge. And Dory, you had your husband there with you. I mean, even though, you know, there's cool things to see in Salt Lake City. So that's okay, Brian, we forgive you. But legit though, to look out for you and be ready to say, like, if we got to pull the plug, I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to, you know, I'm there for you, mm-hmm. and to be able to support you as you, you know, you went through that. I was thinking wardrobe, maybe Dory, this would be a good t-shirt for me to wear.
Oh yes.
Thank friends. I'm showing off my Purple Rain t-shirt. If you've heard my comedy, I have a bit about a Purple Rain t-shirt that I wear, but Prince is like my favorite artist. And Jason just recently stopped at a Cracker Barrel and he found me
a Purple Rain mug. Oh my gosh.
Apparently my dog's offended by Prince. I have a Purple Rain mug. How cool is that? Oh. Well, Michelle, tell us, I'm going to mute because of Reggie, and tell us about where they can find Dory McLemore.
Okay. So actually you can find Dory at her website, dorycomedy.com. Remember, Dory is D-O-R-I-E, Dory Comedy. And then on her socials, you're going to find her at Dory Comedy on all the socials. So Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. Wait, you're on TikTok?
I am. I don't think they love me on that, but it's okay. I am a little old to probably be on there, but I am.
Really? Okay. Yeah. See, I have not pulled the plug. I don't know. I think if I go on TikTok, my kids will, they'll disown me. So I'm not sure.
What I'm wondering about. I don't think my kids know until right now that they, that I'm on there.
But yeah, I have a joke that that my son Trey was like, if you get on TikTok, I am moving out of the house. So now you can follow me on TikTok. Oh, that's comedy. Follow
me. Hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. So, but and I get it. Like, I just did TikTok. Like, I just got on. I've not been consistent about posting things, and I'm not sure that that's going to be the platform. But I feel like, you know, there's something out there. You might as well throw a little something out there and see what sticks. But I know, Dory, people absolutely, just positively, hands down, need to go watch your special. I've seen it. I have watched it multiple times. I've seen your material before. We have done shows together, but I got to see it in a whole new light. It was so well done. You just had such a great performance, and I know people are going to be blessed by the laughter that you've put out there, and what a great job that you did. So again, drybarcomedy.com/Dory M, and make sure you use the promo code Dory McLemore if you decide that you want to get that free 7-day subscription so that you can watch the special. It's totally worth the free 7-day subscription. No pay. Like the whole platform.
And make sure that you do the tipping, because that's how the comedians make their money. So, you know, you got to tip. You got to tip. And, you know, it's very, very easy to do 1,000.00. Super easy to tip that way.
Sure, that's easy.
Because it's a 1 and, you know, 6 zeros or 5 zeros or 10 zeros, whatever. It's super easy. Just add all those zeros in there. You know, it's really, really good. And did you know, June, you are actually able to still purchase Dory's book, Hope Looks Good on You. Yay. So you can go to Amazon and still purchase that book. It is so good. It's so much fun to be able to read. You know, connect with God and then laugh out loud at some of these stories that you've written. Dory, I can't believe it. So here's, you know, at the beginning I introduced you, and I said that people could see you on America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that, that your claim to fame is that you were, you fell over like into the tub. How did this happen?
So I was clothed, in case anyone was wondering, because there is a bathtub involved, but my kids were really young and they were in the bathtub, and I was sitting on the edge of the tub trying to wash them with my feet in there. And then my husband came in with a video camera and I was like, whoa, and I didn't want to be in it. So I moved back. And as I moved back, I fell backwards out of the tub. My feet went flying in the air. And then my little baby girl that was in there, she was about a little less like one, she fell backward the same time. So her feet both went back like this and she dunked under the water. And my son thought she was like, he was real proud of her, and he stands up and he goes, yeah, McKenna, she dunked under. And they had to blur out some stuff. But it was just this funny little moment. We didn't get to go to Hollywood to go watch it. I mean, like in person, but I didn't even know my husband sent it in. And then we got a phone call from America's Funniest Videos, and they were like, it's airing on Sunday. And we're like, oh, it's like, what is airing on Sunday? And so that is how I found out that I was going to be on America's Funniest Videos. So
I have never heard that story. Now I have to see the video.
I have to find it. We have it somewhere. It's not digital. I need to find it on one of our, yeah, like VHS tapes or something.
And you need to put it on TikTok, and you need to put it on Instagram, and you put it on Facebook, and you put it on YouTube. So
my first claim to fame. You're right. That's so true. That would
don't
be
forget your MySpace. I mean, come on.
Well, you're just getting started, Dory. Now the Dry Bar Comedy special is out, and we just hope that it opens up more and more doors for you. We are blessed to call you Dory McLemore, our friend. We love you, and thank you for coming on Laugh Support for a second time. Guys, check out Dory McLemore's special, Carbitarian. Michelle's going to kick you back to the green room for a minute. Hang out. Don't leave us. We'd like to say goodbye to you, and we're going to close this out.
We're going to close this out.
Michelle, I never did get straight. Like, we started out with me not being, and I have fidgeted and moved and...
Me too.
I never got straight, but what a great interview with our friend Dory McLemore. I'm so excited for you, Michelle, that your opportunity is coming up and that you're going before me so that you can give me all the inside scoop of the things that you learn while you're there. And maybe by the time I get there, I'll have enough advice and inside information not to completely go down in burning flames.
Well, I think you will never go down to burning flames, not from the stage, that's for sure. Not you are, well, maybe in your garage when you're trying to clean things using the heater. Then, but other than that, but your comedy and your life, you're amazing. And I can't wait to watch your special because I've seen you live, and I can't wait. It's going to be so exciting. So,
I'm grateful to God that he's given us both this opportunity during the same month, and that I get to share in some sort of way. We still get to share this, this journey moment together. So Michelle, I told you my Santa Claus joke, which I thought was hilarious. And of course, Dory had a great joke to add to it. You want me to give the tip of the week?
Your tip first. Yeah.
So tip of the week is use your time wisely. And we were talking about at open mics, whether it's in person or whether you're doing a Zoom online open mic, use your time wisely. I am guilty of this. I've done this before, but a lot of comedians, some open mics you get 3 minutes, some 5 minutes, some 7 minutes. Don't waste two of your 3 minutes giving us a backstory on a joke, or telling us why you weren't prepared, or tell us that it's not going to be that good of a joke. Just do the joke. Just do the joke. Use your time wisely. I've seen it 1,000 times. I've done it myself. But when they give you the go, just share your material. You're there to work it. It's not supposed to be perfect. If it is perfect, why are you wasting your time at the open mic with that? Do something that's not perfect yet, right? Yeah. So use your time wisely. All right, Michelle, now you can close us out. with one of your mom jokes. Go ahead. Michelle's joke of the week.
June.
Yes.
What does a barbershop serve in winter?
I don't know, Michelle, what?
Cold cuts. What? Yeah. All right, you guys, thank you for listening. This ends our episode. Catch us next time.
Jesus and Jumbo.